This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Conference, such an honor, such an honor. So ladies and gentlemen, with a DCC welcome, please help me welcome Apostle Lawrence Tete, all the way from Ghana.
Please take your seats. Wonderful. Very, very. If you have a very handsome bishop like this, certainly the church will be a handsome church. Very beautiful, ladies. Handsome gentlemen. And it's interesting, Brother Jerome from London, my sister from Ghana. I think today is a Ghana and London day. Yeah. Good to see you. A man of God, wonderful things. I called Papa Ayo's house yesterday. You know, Papa Ayo is virtually our father. And so I called Papa Ayo's house yesterday. And I said, Papa Ayo, I'm going to, coming to Nigeria. And this is the house I'm going to be speaking in. And the recommendation I had, I think I'm happy to be here. I'm very happy to be here. I feel happy to be here. I came with my guys, my chief of staff, the Reverend Amata Pio, Pastor Sam, and Pastor Nana. They are all at the back there. This evening, Bishop, I want to talk to the church. I know most of you know me to jump, run around, dance, lay hands on the sick. We'll be doing that tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening. This evening, I want to speak to your spirit. And in a conference like this, you can be part of it and still go out foolishly losing what God has given you. A lot of you, after all the work you've done, you leave this place very offended. And the energy, the time, the money you spent in this program will be wasted because you're offended about absolutely nothing. How many of you here have been offended before? Offended. Oh, you sure? How many of you have had somebody gossip about you before? Oh my God. How many of you have heard somebody lied about you before? How many of you know that there are some of you here, the friends you had, because of the friends you had, you don't need an enemy again? God, your friend represented your enemy. So, Bishop Kingsley Okonkwo, man of God. Very nice, man. Congratulations for the work you are doing. The report I've heard before coming here is worth coming. If there's any trip I've ever made and I have to make it on the basis of somebody doing the good work that you also want to go and stand with, it is this trip. I love it. I used to come to First Act Town a lot to Apostle Ben Enoch. And so this area has been an area, but I've not been here for a while. I'd rather jump across to either Benin City to Abraham Chibunu or to Warri to Papa Ayo. I know Papa Ayo is Jaffa. When on his August program, if you don't go, you become a naughty boy. So you speak, even when you are tired, you still speak. And Papa Ayo's meeting, you go to the meeting at 6 a.m. to wait for him to settle down. Well, are you magicians in this house? Wonderful. I am speaking to you on the dangers of offense. And wherever I'm speaking to, I don't know whether it's here I'm speaking to or somewhere else I'm speaking to. Okay, in the morning, please, if you know anybody who is blind, bring the person here tomorrow morning. What did I say? If you know anybody who is blind, somebody who has HIV, AIDS, if you know somebody who has hepatitis, bring the person here. If you know any family member of yours that is tired with sickness, bring the person here tomorrow. Dr. Kingsley, I know the only thing that can bring the credibility back to the church is when we see tangible manifestation of God's healing. You don't want to miss tomorrow morning at all. But tonight, I'm speaking to you from one of my books by the title, The Dangers of Offense. Brothers are fighting brothers. Sisters are fighting sisters. Ushers and ushers have never had problems before. Yeah. Instrumentalists, unfortunately, pastors have never had problems with other pastors before. Only this place. God, this place, you are full of angels. Clap for yourself. So turn your Bible with me to Luke chapter 17, and I'll take you through this short message I have for you as we get ready for tomorrow morning. I am really looking forward. And let me also say this, as some of you here, you have deprived yourself that you came to this program on your own. You've backslided. You are either a soul winner or a backslider. How dare you got up and dressed and you came to church alone? You are selfish. Also, hold somebody by the shoulder and say, aren't you selfish? Aren't you very, very selfish? Aren't you wicked? You got up to, from church, wore your corset, wore your drawers, wore your pants, wore your underwear, dressed up with that thing, and you came to church alone. Shame on you. And you finish, you call yourself a Christian, and you dress nicely. You came to usher, you came to build protocol, you came to singer, you came to church, you came to sit, and you dress and you came alone. You are either a soul winner or you're a black slider. Maybe I leave that for you. You're either what? Air? Or? What are you talking about? Some of you seated here today, by this time, you should have about 10 people you came with that you are worried whether they've got a good seat. You're worried. Your whole worry is that, oh my God, those girls I brought, I hope they have seated somewhere. I hope they are not outside. I hope they got somewhere in. That makes you a Christian. But if you got up and you came here alone, I want you to know you are backslided. It doesn't matter what you think you are today. In fact, forget about protocol. Church, like you rightly said, we didn't start. I've ministered for 40 years, so I'm not a baby in preaching anymore. I don't look that old, but I'm an old man. You came to church on your own? No, you missed it. The reason why most of your eyes are not open is because of that nonsense. Tomorrow evening, my message is this nonsense must stop. I've given you my two messages. Okay, tomorrow morning is what? Miracles. Tomorrow evening is what? This nonsense. Tell somebody what I said. Put the person, tell the person, this nonsense, mad. In Luke, now that begins my message. In Luke chapter 17, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. On the hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. The emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross. Where the dearest and the best. For the world of lost sinners was slain. Sinners was slain. So I will cherish. Till my trophies at last are laid down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. And I change this from the fire crown. Say on a hill, should an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame, and I love that old cross with the dearest and the best. For the world of lost sinners was left. So I'll share it. Till my trophies are laid down. Till my trophies are, I will cling to the old rugged cross. Some there for a crown. Oh, so I will cherish. Till my trophies at last are laid down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. I changed it from there for a crown. Oh, now by this time, I think I just need three of you. Give me two ladies and one heavy male voice, and that's all. It's not about you anymore. I'm ministering now. I'm a psalmist by calling, so I minister with song. So don't take the song out of me. Don't show off at all. Pick my key. Blessed assurance. You can still be there. Jesus is my. Just three of you. Of what? Of glory divine. I'm heir of the salvation. Purchase of God. Born of the Spirit, washing in blood, washing. So this is my story.
This is my song.
I'm praising my Savior. This is my story.
This is my story. This is my story. This is my Savior.
You can take your seat. Dr. Kingsley, Jesus was about to ascend to heaven. And he gathered the disciples in Luke chapter 17. He admonished them. In verse 1, he said to them, then he said unto them, the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come. Everybody say it's impossible. Ever say, if you live in this flesh and you live in this blood, by all means, somebody will lie about you. Somebody will gossip about you. Somebody will cheat on you. Somebody will look down on you. Somebody. How many of you have been foolishly criticized by a foolish person before? Somebody criticized you. See, this man is a foolish man. How many of you have been there before? And you know this foolish girl is talking about you. You look at them, and in fact, sometimes in the church, you look at them, but for church. You know, Ghanaians speak English better than Nigerians. So, now you know what I'm saying is true. I got so upset with Papaya. And when I go there, when I say Jesus, they say it's not Jesus, it's what? I say pastor, they say what? I say nurse, what do they say? Ask Pastor Jerome if that episode or you both see him. And somebody got healed. I was preaching for Papaya and Worry, and somebody got healed. I'm asking, what did they get healed of? Hernia. What did they say I should say? Hernia. So, and I was going to the person, I said, Hernia is healed. Hernia, Papaya, come. Why they so? Not be so with the same for Worry. I said, what well, they say? It be Hernia. But that no offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom it come. Hold somebody softly and say, if you have offended me, you are in trouble. If you are telling me, even though you are my friend, my husband, my brother, my son, if you offend me, you are in trouble. If you have ever offended me, you are in trouble. Verse 2, the Bible says, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Verse 3. Take heed to yourself. Dr. Kingsley, that word is a very heavy word. Take heed to yourself. The best word in Nigeria that explains it is shine your eye. I like that word, shine. Your eye, well, and shine your eye. Don't be silly. Don't be stupid. Don't be silly. Don't be foolish. Be wise. Be sharp. Be vigilant. Be sensitive. Be mindful. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. How many of you know that is very difficult? No. Some people, if you know what they have done, it's very difficult to forgive them. How many of you can remember some people like that? Some people, if they hear they die today, if you day check, but you go happy. Verse 3. And if, take heed to yourself, and if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Verse 4. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, he turns to thee, saying, thou shalt forgive, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. How many of you know that is not easy at all? It's easier said than done. You know, where's our spirit? They don't die. That's some people, what they've done to you. Anytime, how many of you have been offended by somebody before? When you see them clapping, your heart begins to beat. You are upset with somebody. Pastor Jerome has offended me. I'm upset with him. And then Pastor Kingsley know me and this, my brother, we are not good. And then you are coming and you notice Pastor Kingsley and him are talking. I've never seen someone before. They are talking. And when they saw you coming close, they stop. Am I talking to somebody? And the anointing is that Pastor Kingsley know me and Pastor Jerome, we know they fine. Then my brother Lawrence, how are things going? But you don't have to worry. And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubled days, they don't last always. Troubled days don't last always. There's a friend named Jesus. Certainly will wipe your tears away. I like this choir. I like them. Sorry. Don't offend me. I'm preaching on offense. Don't offend me. I say I like them. Clap for them. And say, oh. I know that I can stand. I know. matter what.
No matter what.
Hey. My life is in your hands. If thy brother offends you, forgive him 7 times. And if he comes back saying, I repent, shall forgive him. Dr. Kingsley, guess what the apostles asked him to do in verse 5. Put it there, verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord. Now me write them. It be Lawrence Letter, write them. The apostles, what did they say unto the Lord? If you want us to forgive our enemies, this one. If you want us to forgive our enemies, increase our faith. If the apostles who walked with him, slept with him, talked with him, ate with him, and knew him, needed their faith to be increased before they can forgive their enemies, they ask for you. And that is what has destroyed the church. That is what has destroyed our nations. That is what has destroyed our leadership. Man of God, that is how we have lost certain people. I cannot say that the people who started with you here, all of them are around. And some of the people who have left, when you look at the foolish place they've been to, you wonder whether they were mad. But offenses, number one, will make you lose your place. Let me see if I can give you a few points and we close. I just came to introduce myself today. We'll start a meeting tomorrow. Offense number one will make you do what? How many of you have seen somebody who have lost their place before? He was nice in the choir. He was nice in the ushers. He was nice in the team. In fact, he was pastor's best person. He was pastor's wife's best person. Until the person became offended and they lost their place. And you wonder why they lost their place. They lost their place because they became offended. Because number two, offenses are traps of the enemy. Offense are what? Traps of the enemy. Who have seen somebody who has been trapped before? We all get trapped. We all children get trapped. Adults get trapped. Churches get trapped. Unfortunately, even pastors get trapped. Offenses are traps of the enemy. And when you get so offended and you get trapped by the enemy, you'll be surprised that number three, it makes you lose your authority. Offenses will make you lose your authority. Oh, how many of you here will agree with yourself that some time ago you used to have a lot of authority? You were made a deacon. You meet an elder. Dr. Kinsler, I don't know what kind of appointment you give here. And you give somebody the thing. The person was head of usher, head of protocol, head of choir, head of something. They became offended. Even when pastor is trying to resolve the issue, the person showed such an attitude. You become like an animal. You lost it. And most time, all of us seated here today, and while we're on earth, in the marriage, in the home, at the workplace, you have lost it, and you have lost it in church. There are some of you listening to me today because of offenses. What you used to do for God, you've stopped. Put somebody by the shoulder and say, the man is certainly talking to you. You stop. You have stopped. You became so offended. You became like the Galatians, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you. You started well in the spirit. Now you've entered the flesh. Because you became offended, you lost what you have. Offenses will make you lose your focus. Hear me? I came to talk to you today. You've lost your focus. You became so offended, you've lost your focus. But across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Oh,
I cross the bridge.
There's no more pain.
There's no more pain.
The sun will shine.
The sun will shine.
Across the river. Oh, and you'll never be more happy. Number five, offenses will make you emotional. And emotions have no intellect. Offenses will make you what? Emotional. Emotions have no intellect. Dr. Kingsley, the first time Dr. Shimon Zachariah, and in this book I dedicated it, heard me preach in the World Convention of Full Gospel. I was the main speaker in Florida. And when I finished preaching, 2008, Richard Zachariah cried. He kept crying. I tell you, a lot of and Nigerian senators and governors there in that program. When he finished crying, he took the microphone from me and said, Lawrence, you should have preached this message 2 days before today. Because 2 days before today, all the people who sat in the meeting who didn't want my family members, because Sri Chagarian gave birth to only girls. And remember, full gospel businessman fellowship was men. And I think there was a decision where it didn't favor him much. I think he made certain decisions. He cried. He said, I should have heard this message earlier. Offenses are like emotions. It has no intellect. A young lady was traveling. I came to talk to you. Don't worry. I'll preach from tomorrow. A young lady was traveling. And the flight has delayed. How many of you have traveled before? How many of you want to travel? I release you. Yeah. But go and come back home. Okay, and I just said go and come back home. Go and come back home. Yeah. I said go and may the Lord release you. Yeah. America, you go go. I say you go go for United Kingdom. You go go for Togo. I say Togo to you. Why you don't like Togo? She was traveling, man of God, and the flight has delayed. And she was so perplexed. I hear she was going to see a fiancé or something like that. And she decided to buy herself biscuit. How many of you have seen a biscuit before? Or better to chew some before. And she bought this biscuit. And she was about to chew the biscuit. And she went to sit down. Sorry. She sat down. Don't worry, I'm a young man. She sat down by a very big guy. Maybe like this handsome man here. And the biscuit was on the table. And she picked one biscuit. And the man smiled and also picked one. She doesn't know the man from Adam. It is there Ebola and HIV and hepatitis and corona and COVID. How can somebody, you know, where people use their fingers for a lot of nonsense? Oh. She picked one biscuit and the man smiled and also picked one biscuit. She looked at the man's face with somebody from Festac Town. Face. She picked the second biscuit and the man also picked the second biscuit. The man said, feel free. See me, see trouble. Feel free for she my own biscuit. She looked at the man's face again. Because of the environment, she decided to be polite. She picked the third biscuit. And the man smiled and said, get free, free. She got the third biscuit. The biscuit was 7. She has picked. The man has picked. How many biscuits is left? And she said to herself, if this foolish man, if he touch my biscuits, now fire. While she was thinking through Dr. Kingsley, the man picked the last one and said, do you want half? She became offended, she became angry, she panted, she murmured, she said anything nonsense you can imagine. And the man said, go away with your sorry, foolish man, stop it, please. The man left. A few minutes later, her flight has come, she was about to board the flight. She opened her bag to take her passport, and she noticed her biscuit was in her bag. The biscuit she had been chewing was the man's. Ask somebody, whose biscuit have you chewed? Whose biscuit? Whose biscuit have you been chewing? Angry, angry. When you get offended, sometimes you lose the fact that sometimes to every case there's another side. What are you offended about? Put somebody, what are you offended about? What are you worried about? What are you crying about? What are you grumbling about? What is making you feel? Hey. But because Lee. Because labor, all fear is gone. And now I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. The part I love, say, God sent his son, cause they call him Jesus. I want to dance a little. An empty grave is there to prove. Next thing you want to, I don't know what number you're writing, offenses will make you lose what you have labored for. In other words, offenses will make you lose what you have worked for. Monkey, they work, baboon, they chop. Ask somebody, I'm looking at sometimes you can work and work and work and work. And at the very last minute when you're supposed to be getting your breakthrough, you get offended about something very trivial, something very little. How many of you have been offended before? Years later, you realize you were silly. Pastor Kingsley, one of the silliest things I did to myself was over 30 years ago when I got married. I got married in Great Britain. Barbara was in Westminster University. I was in London School of Economics. I did economics. My wife did in economics. I was a student leader in London School of Economics. Barbara was a student leader in Westminster University. We both claim we come from a royal family. We had one of the biggest weddings in London. And we finished in London. And my friend Brian's father said he was bringing us a private jet for us to go from London to Scotland for honeymoon. The biggest mistake that ever happened to us. A matter of you, what happened at the... Tell them. Come tell them. This man has been with us more than you can imagine. And maybe tomorrow I'll let him share a little. The man is older than me, but what do you call me?
I call you Daddy.
Daddy. The man is certain, he has his own factory, he has his own business. I call him chief of staff, I don't pay him. When we were young, he was still with us. He travels everywhere. Since you started working with me, how many presents have you eaten with?
Not less than 30.
Any presents, that is my friend, that I eat with you, eat with him. And normally when my friends who are present are looking for me, who would they call?
They call me.
Serve faithfully. Some people cannot serve that long. Yes. What happened to me at the wedding? When we left, Brother Jerome, we left London on a jet to Scotland for honeymoon. Wow. 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 You can imagine now. I was a young man, Baba was a young one. And we landed, Brother Kingsley, the foolishness of anger. We landed. And boys were coming out, girls were coming out, schools were coming out, Ghana boys, Ghana girls, Nigerian girls, Hungarian girls, Hungarian boys. In fact, I went to school in Hungary before coming to London. In fact, all the guys, boys coming out. And we got to the place, and a friend of mine says, they know where.
He knows a place where they sell kenke and fish.
How many of you know that? That is best food in the world. You don't hear what I say. How many of you have eaten some before? I tell you, if may you eat kenke and fish from today. And I said, if somebody said kenke and fish here, what do I want to do?
You want to eat kenke and fish.
And what did my wife tell me?
The wife, that's Mommy Barbara, told Daddy that he's a village king. A village king.
She looked at me and said, Nene, why do you behave like a village king like that? On honeymoon, when we are going to eat Chinese, you want to eat kinky?
And fish.
When she said it first, he didn't register. But our maid of honor, she's called Eileen Okanke Randolph, one of the richest men in Ghana's daughter. She was Barbara's maid of honor. She looked at me and what did she say?
He said, you are a village king indeed.
By this time, the thing got up like this. So I look at Barbara and say, Barbara, where I come from Ghana, Dodowa and Osu and Akwapim, which one is more village? I've killed the honeymoon. Everybody say foolishness. Offenses will make you foolish. Stay here. I want to make things start with you. Some of you listening to me today, if you sit back here, after 30 something years now, I'm sitting back saying, how did I behave like that? And I allowed my wife and my sisters and my brothers to go and eat the Chinese on a honeymoon. And because I was angry, me and my foolish friends, we went to eat the kinky. And when we came back to the hotel, all the counsel I've had on how to do the thing was ready. And Barbara went to bath. And she put on pajamas. And she put on jeans. And she was putting on a belt. And I said, how can we do that? And I said, well, we can't team. I was offended about foolish thing. I'm sitting back here after 30 something years and I'm asking myself, so what happened to me that day? What was I offended about? We went on a private jet. Our friends, what happened to our friends and what happened to me and Barbara?
Daddy and mommy came back to London by train.
Who somebody said, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Offenses will make you unwise. Because 3 days, I know the feet do the thing. You know, go won't do the thing. Me too, I won't do the thing. I said, Barbara, then if we can't do the thing, let us go back. He said, okay. The plane was coming to take us when?
In 2 weeks'
time. So the friends we went with were chilling in the hotel. And we, the ones that they came for, were in trouble. How many of you have been there before? Where you sit back and say, so we left them. We came back on the train. And they waited for the plane to come in. I came to talk to you about offenses from my own story. Offenses. What are you offended about? Sit down. I'll call you back in. Sit down. But hear me. Offenses. Don't worry. He travels anywhere. And come and tell them too. What are some of the best things you've enjoyed when you travel with me? In Korea, what do you eat?
I had frog legs.
What will you do if Young Icho give you frog legs? And you are sitting with Young Icho and he opened the thing, frog legs. What will you do? You say you know it. Your dream is to meet Young Icho. And you finally met Young Icho in Seoul, Korea. He said, my son, let's have lunch. And he opened the thing, frog legs. How many pieces did I give you?
A bowl full of frog legs.
In Singapore, what did I give you?
Butterfly.
We are not getting there. Wait, we are getting there. We went to a particular place. I don't want to call the name of the place so I get in trouble. After we went to the soldiers and we were selling the kebab, what was it later on?
It was dog meat.
That place we went to, when you go back to London, go and look for Paul Norton. But not, you know, Paul Norton, yes, he will tell you the story. Paul Norton, Richard Roberts, myself, Paul Norton was the chairman of Benihim Ministry. And then as we were chewing the tin, I said, well, I'll pay for all the kebab. As we were chewing the tin, Paul Norton said,
this does not taste.
This is not goat. This is not lamb. This, and Oyibo, the way you talk, it was an African community we were. I don't want to call the name here. So I got upset and I went to the kebab. I said, my friend, why we came to buy kebab and you, yeah, we came to buy goat, and you give us, came to buy a dog, and you give us goat. I swear, na dog you do chew. But not when you go ask him. When we came, he said we should not tell his
wife that he's taking dog meat.
Otherwise, his wife not him. Or you both not kissing the ones. Offenses. You're offended about nothing. Offenses will make you also lose your friend. What did they say about your friend? And what did you hear about your friend? Evil communication corrupts good manners. There are some of you today, you've left your best friend and you are living with your enemy. Tell me what I said. Hey, there are some people you lost. You should not have lost them. You should not. You should not have lost them. Oh, thank you. You shouldn't have lost them. Offenses. Another thing offenses will do to you, that offenses, I said, will make you lose what you have labored for. Yes. How many of you remember Moses? We are marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, we are marching. Upwards to Zion. We are marching on.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful
Zion. We are marching. Man of God, he missed the promised land because he was offended. People were talking about him. Ladies and gentlemen, enemies don't offend. It is friends who offend. Enemies don't offend. How many of you have driven in Nigeria before? How many of you know that as you drive in Nigeria, when we're coming, we had some nice drive. My God. You get on. This one push on. This one says your mother. This one says your father. This one says your mother. And you see your father. Don't worry, your mother and your father is in the Bible. You know it's in the Bible? Yes. And 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. Your God of your mother, God of your father. But in Ghana, if you make your hand like this, it's everywhere though. If you go see some Ghana man, you make. You know what that means. If somebody do this in Ghana, you know what it means. It's a heavy word. Your mother and your father. Is it there? 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 13. And Elisha said to the people, go to the God of your mother and the God of your father. You don't want to put it there. Put it there. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 13. So they won't say, I came to say, about your mother. Put them. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 13. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophet of your and the prophet of your mother. Let me write them. We'll talk about those things tomorrow. Moses, man of God, was so offended. He went to God. What were you offended? The people he has helped. Do you know what? The people who offend you are the people you expect to defend you. The people you labored for. The people you cross your life for. The people you sacrifice for. The people you help. The people you touch. Man of God, the people who offend you here more are the people who, when they came, they were nobodies. Some people, when they come to church, take their picture. Every year, show them. Now, so you do. Take picture. Sometimes, man of God, take the old videos and show it. Let some people see how they did the time they came for church. How many of you have seen your old picture before? See you. See where he loved me. See where he
carry my matter for your head. Oh, he never be my soul.
just won't make you lose what you have worked for. And most of you seated here today, you've lost it. All the work you did in church today, you've lost it. All the investment in church, you've lost it. All the support you give to the ministry, you've lost it. Go across the road, you became offended about absolutely nothing. Somebody was praised. Someone had more attention. Somebody, they went to somebody adoring. They went to somebody's breakfast meeting. They called somebody's name in church. No, they just want to show you church. Somebody called, even Saturday, church. They called somebody's name in church. Oh, Nigeria. They call somebody named what? Shush. Asapele. The first I heard this, I was so excited. I said, Papa, your wife is here. And I saw with the same for Wario. Shush. And he got so offended, man of God. He went to God. He said, the people are talking about me. The people are gave water to say they want water. The people are gave manna to say they want water. The people that I gave pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, they say they want fire. The people that I turn bitter water into sweet water for them, they come and say water. The people that I divided the Red Sea, you know the word is not red, it's reed. So it's a mistake. There's nothing like Red Sea. It's King James' mistake. The word is R-E-E-D. It's a leaf that grows in that water called a reed leaf. And some two-no person, when they were doing the translating during King James time, took 1 year off, it became Red Sea. Like nothing like Red Sea. It's Red Sea. Everybody say Red Sea. The Red Sea is as crystal as this. It's as crystal as this. Red Sea. It's yours. I almost took his water. No offense. Everybody say no offense. How many of you are bringing somebody tomorrow morning? I'm really looking forward to tomorrow morning. Normally when I go to a church the first time, I just want to relax and I'll get back. We have a good time tomorrow morning. Don't miss. Call somebody. Use that your Twitter. Use that your WhatsApp. All the foolish messages you've been sending on the WhatsApp, change it today and use it to call somebody to church. God, that will give somebody life.